Now you could hear, my dear man, that I have outlasted the deeds of the baleful, of painful sorrows. Now the time has come that men across the earth, broad and wide, and all this famous creation worthy me, praying to this beacon. On me, the child of God, suffered a while. Therefore, I, triumphant, now tower under the heavens, able to heal any one of them, those who stand in terror of me. Long ago, I was made into the hardest of torments, most hateful to men, until I made roomy the righteous way of life for them, for those bearing speech. Listen, the Lord of glory honored me then over all forested trees, the warden of heaven's realm. Likewise, Almighty God exalted his own mother, Mary herself, before all humanity, over all the kindred of women. Now I bid you, my dear man, to speak of this vision to all men, unwrap it wordfully. That is the tree of glory that the Almighty God suffered upon for the sake of the manifold sins of mankind and the ancient deeds of Adam. Death he tasted there, yet the Lord arose amid his mighty power as a help to man. Then he mounted up into heaven. Thither will he come again into this middle earth, seeking mankind on the day of doom, the Lord himself, Almighty God, and his angels with him, wishing to judge them then. He that holds the right to judge every one of them upon their deserts as they have earned previously here in this life. Nor can any remain unafraid there before that word that the wielder will speak. He will ask before the multitude where that man may be who wished to taste in the Lord's name the bitterness of death as he did before him on the cross. Yet they will fear him then, and few will think what they should begin to say unto Christ. There will be no need to be afraid there at that moment for those who already bear in their breasts the best of signs. Yet every soul ought to seek through the rood the holy realm from the ways of earth, those who intend to dwell with their sovereign.